time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Carbon County Commissioner Tony Martinez. We're going to talk about the Bear Fire. We're going to talk about everything that they did here at the county to kind of help them out. And then, of course, get into the discussion about fireworks. Commissioner Martinez, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dave. Glad to be here.
Anytime. So this is, we had, you know, a lot of things going on in a short period of time, it seemed like, with this fire. It started, I believe it was a Tuesday, and by that Thursday or Friday, we had already had the huge crew come in from California, and they kind of, the county as a whole kind of leaned on that and gave them as much support as they could. And so what kind of things did the county do as far as being integral to help with that?
Well, you know, just like you say, we started off with the BLM local support here. And then as the fire raged with our dry conditions, they had to call in that team from California, Team 10. And those guys are outstanding. Those men and women, young men and women as well out there in the field, they did a great job. I'm also very proud of the county emergency response teams. The sheriff's department, the emergency handlers that we have, the EMTs, everybody, the police chiefs, the fire chiefs, and all the city. It's just amazing and very cool to see how this community rallied to support those firefighters. And there were a bunch. There were so many in here. And I think Team 10 had 56 people that were just their PR people and management and relaying information. They had at one time, they said up to 700 people just fighting this fire. So it was just very cool to see. I know our sheriff and the deputies and that, they were on 24-hour watch on some of these fires up around like Aspen Cove and Schofield for the Benyon Fire. We had them just on the highway as well. We had a lot of people that wanted to see what the fire was, and they were driving kind of erratically on the highway. There was a couple fender benders, a couple accidents. We did have a fatality in there, or a couple of bad accidents. So all in whole, though, it was good to see just all of the support, not only from the fire people, the sheriff's department, but local folks that wanted to help out some way. They were opening their homes, trying to bake cookies, making signs. It was just very cool to see how this community embraced those firefighters that were here to help us.
And that was one thing that I had shared with you as we were talking to somebody the other day, and they said that they had been talking to the firefighters and how great the firefighters said how great this community was to give them that backing. And that's what I said. That's Carbon County, though. That's Carbon and Emery County. They'll do whatever they need to do to make sure people are taken care of. And the one cool thing, because I'm still a kid at heart when it comes to those kinds of things, the one cool thing was all the helicopters in the air and the things like that. And I noticed that you made a post about some adjustments that were made out to the airport for that. Is that, you know, what you guys did out there?
Yeah, you know, a lot of the times we take for granted what we have here. The airport, we had to shut down not only one but two runways just so we could have the helicopters out there with their support teams. So yeah, we had to go out there and put some yellow tarp and sandbags across some of the numbers just to shut down the runways and clear that airspace. So some of the larger helicopters, they would have to refuel every 2 hours. They would burn about 1,000 gallons every 2 hours, and they could only fly them till about 8-9 o'clock at night. And then they had crews on the ground that would go through and just inspect the helicopters, fuel them, check all the fuel levels, the oil levels, all of that, the blades, the props, everything on the structure. It was a 24-hour process for those. But yeah, it was neat to see all the helicopters out there. And then I noticed that a lot of folks were out at the fairgrounds watching where they were filling up in that 600-gallon tank that had the retardant in it as well. So it was probably one of the better vantage points, too, to see the fire. Unfortunately, you know, but it was so neat to see just how quick those helicopters were coming in and just how good those pilots were with those 400 and 500 gallon buckets that they could just drop those buckets right into the retardant and pull right out, and here comes the next one.
Yeah, and it was actually kind of strange because you look at that, and the bucket doesn't look that big, but when you mention that that's how many gallons were in there, you're like, okay,
yeah
that's not easy.
Yeah, and those the ones that had like the tanks on them inside with the hoses coming out, they said that those were about 600 gallons as well. So amazing amounts of water, and it was just fun to watch.
It was fun to watch, but you know, at the end of the day, like you said, it's still one of those things that you just don't want to happen to anybody. And in accordance with that, we've kind of taken some steps as the county, and really, for the most part, you're kind of doing exactly what the state has also asked. And we're talking about fireworks bans and things like that. So what's going on as far as that goes, and what can you tell us?
Yeah, I just real quick on the fire crews that were here from California, they said that typically when they're working on a fire, the humidity is right around 10 or 12%. When they were working this fire, the Bear Canyon fire, it was at 2 to 3% humidity. So it was very low. And that's when all the orders came out from the state about no fire burns and fire bans on, or bans on fireworks, I should say. We are following the state guidelines. We think that's prudent and being... seeing that the fires that we've had in this area, we just think that's a smart thing to do. So we are not going to be holding the 4th of July fireworks show. I know some people get a little upset about that. They just want a tradition and keep it going, but it's just not safe to do it. As I said earlier, our emergency responders have just been worn out. They've been working their guts out and a lot of time away just helping with this fire. So last year, when we didn't have such dry conditions, we actually had 8 fires that night. So 8 fires that our limited crews have to go around the county and help put fires out. This year, we just didn't want to even tackle that. So interestingly enough, I talked to Kent Lantis, and Lantis Fireworks is the one that we've used and Price City has used for years. Told him that we weren't going to have the 4th of July fireworks show, and he had gave some interesting information. He said that 70% of their business is around New Year's, and that most places like to shoot off fireworks at New Year's. And what he was pitching was is that it's so much safer to do it at that time of year. Usually there's ground cover of snow, and things just don't burn as easily. But he gave the example of him going up to Alaska and the New Year's fireworks show up there, and it was 70 below, snow everywhere. And he said when those fireworks would go off, he said it was like jewels everywhere, the diamonds and rubies. He said it was just amazing. So we're actually thinking about postponing the 4th of July fireworks show and maybe having it sometime in December and just seeing how that goes. And what are your thoughts on that, Dave?
I'll tell you what, I always like to watch the ones in Helper at Christmas time.
Sure.
Because exactly like the guy said, it just lights up everything and it just looks really cool. I think this is one of those things that we should maybe just wait. I think around Christmas time, New Year's, that probably would be a great time to have a big fireworks display.
Is your birthday towards the end of the year? Maybe we could shoot them off.
Unfortunately, it's not.
Oh, okay.
My birthday's in May.
Oh,
but
okay.
But yeah, I think that and you have that window again put out by the state when you can light off fireworks and let fireworks off. So I think that the end of the year or New Year's, like a New Year's celebration, I think that'd be a great time to do it.
Yeah, it would. And we really encourage those, we know the kids love them, and the kids at heart really love fireworks, but this is just not a good year for it. I see that the tents are set up for fireworks sales, and they're probably going to happen, but please, let's be wise. Let's take a break from fireworks, and I hate to see anybody lose any revenue from the, I don't know, I'm trying to push that, but just... Our burn conditions are so high right now that we really got to take our time and be wise about this.
We really, really do. Hey, Commissioner Martinez, thank you so much for coming out and taking the time to spend with us today. This is information that is good. Everybody needs to hear this. And, one way or the other, we're going to get through this. We really are.
Oh, absolutely. We will.
And
definitely.
We'll be just fine. Commissioner Martinez, thanks so much for coming out today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.